glad you're here. We're glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Monday. It's June 4th, 2018. Yeah, we had to kind of whiz through our prayers. I don't like when somebody says, let me say a quick prayer, because I always think, hey, we're talking to God. This is like God, sovereign, almighty, creator of the universe, the one that deserves our worship, respect, you know, our attention.
Mark,
yeah, I kind of did that same thing.
You did, but I say a lot of quick prayers.
Yeah, well, and it is biblical. What was it, Daniel or something, when he
like
was before
help?
Nebuchadnezzar? And he was like, I think he said two words or something, because he had to come up with a response right away or something.
Oh, wow. I don't know.
I know there's a couple quick prayers.
We're doing
in the Bible.
Another one of our wonderful Bible stories we don't know.
Yeah. It's in there somewhere.
But that's intriguing. Okay.
Well, speaking of Bible stories, before we address the Prime Life Times
and
get what the EIC has to say.
The who?
The editor-in-chief.
Oh,
that's you.
Oh, gosh. I didn't even know that was a
That's your new
acronym,
title, EIC. You know how you have to have titles, PhD,
sounds like a CIA
CEO.
Or something. The EIC.
Yeah. Hope in Christ Area Revival was launched last night, Sunday night.
Exciting.
It'll go for 14 straight days, 7 p.m. each night. Just a great bunch of people that have been praying it up. They put up the tent, I think, last Thursday. I saw it starting to go up.
Mm-hmm. When you were at Yoder's?
When I was at Yoder's on Tuesday, but then on Thursday I was back in town because I delivered our new edition of the Prime Life Times, the June edition, to the Hen House.
And she recorded something, right?
Yeah, she recorded a spot. Pauline recorded a spot. She's the general manager there, formerly a waitress, a neat gal. Hard worker, you know, you work in a restaurant, they're always hard workers.
Yeah.
And then Beachy's, and then obviously Yoder's,
and
then
Nugget.
The thrift store, and Little Nuggets. So, yeah, we're getting some new places in Arthur and Arcola.
Well, that man that owns the Little Nugget came to breakfast when I was there.
Yeah. And he came back for dinner.
Great.
Because I said, what are you doing back? Weren't you here with Mary Ann? Because he talked with you for a while.
Yeah,
he puts the paper with the bag, you know, and somebody buys something, he includes it. So I took down a display there the other day, and then I saw the display was missing. They used their own display. Yeah. It's kind of on the floor, but it's all working out.
Good.
And
they
returned
that kind
the display, so I appreciate that. So anyways, Hope in Christ Area Revival. Find out more, hopeinchristillinois.com, hopeinchristillinois.com. It'll be every night through the 17th at 7 p.m.
Well, that gives a lot of time for people to make it. I mean, that's a lot of days.
Yeah, because some could make it every night.
Yeah.
But for those of us traveling further out, you know, we'll try to get there when we can. And
right.
A lot of different speakers. Most speakers are like 2 days. So June 3rd and 4th was Jesse Bates. But like the 5th and 6th will be Pat Bajak. And then Nelson, oh gosh, you work on some of these names.
Oh, thank you, Mark. You just throw things
it's
at
like
me.
It's like with Jason, anything that gets hard, I hand
just
it
hand
over
it
to
off.
Him.
I'm going to say June 7th through 8th is Nelson Koblenz. June 9th is FCA Youth Speaker. June 10th through 11th is Irvin Williams. We know Irvin.
Yeah.
Okay, oh yeah. June 12th through 13th, David Samoya. Is that right?
You're quiet now.
So quiet when you... June 14th through 15th is Norm Wakefield. I know that's said right.
Yeah, yeah.
And June 16th through 17th is Dave Miller. That has got to be a correct pronunciation.
Yes. So
great group.
7 p.m. tonight through the 17th at Arthur, and it's on that main...
The main drag of Arthur.
Main highway, main byway.
Yeah.
You can't miss it. You get off of 57 onto that Arcola Arthur exit. Go through Arcola. Just keep heading west until you get there.
Yeah.
And it's at an intersection.
It's a nice drive.
Yeah. So. Yeah, all right.
Very good.
So tell us what's exciting about this month's edition of the Prime Life Times.
Well,
I know we're increasing our distribution. Continuing to get good positive feedback.
Yeah.
And I like the front cover. Again, very colorful. It catches your eye. And then the U of I edition right on the front page was nice because we now have these available at ARC, formerly known as IMPE. So as you go in, those of you that maybe exercise there, work out or whatever, they're available right as you go by the entrance. So I was glad to see another U of I article because that way I kind of say, you know, look at, we're promoting the University of Illinois.
We did that all on purpose. Yeah.
Yeah,
I think there's a lot of good stuff in here. I mean, you know, Gladys has her Freedom Celebration article. And we've got some comics, which I love. And John Mitchell was just in saying thank you for the Sudoku. Is it Sudoku or Sudoku?
Yeah.
I'm not doing good as an EIC when I don't know how to say that word, am I? But he said he didn't know how to say it either. And this article, the Rowboat in the Shed that Rob wrote, is very touching. It's very whimsical. I mean, it's just very simple, but it's really neat. And we're already getting articles coming in for July that are fantastic.
Yeah,
really.
That's what you said. You have a couple of different ones that thematic, if you will, you know, we'll deal with our Patriots and the 4th of July and that theme. And I know last month you highlight, or is it this month? You know, it's weird when you proofread it and you
December
look over
now,
it.
It's December now, Mark.
Yeah,
no.
That's right. Because I was like,
it all happened at once.
Well, when I got the papers on Thursday and they arrived and I was looking at the front, it's like, I've seen this somewhere before. Oh, that's right. We've been proofing
it.
So it's the same phenomenon. You look at it, again. You're like, so it kind of became old. So when it showed up, I was like,
why are we doing this one? We've looked at that for 2 weeks.
That's right.
Well, there is an article in here I thought I would read if there's time.
Sure,
Charlotte's over in Danville.
Okay. Yes, and you wrote this one, too.
Well, I did, but I really just want to give them publicity because it was really neat.
Kind of a quaint little...
It was just...
Cafe?
Yeah.
What would you call it?
It's kind of a breakfast and lunch. I don't think they serve dinner.
Sure.
And, you know, it's just a house.
Yeah.
Very unique. I love it when people like bed and breakfast or dinner places, just a house,
Yeah.
I like that kind of use of space. Okay. Delicious Destinations, Charlotte's. We good to go?
Which page is this?
I knew you were looking. It's A7.
Okay. I didn't know if we might be in the B section again.
Oh, that's right.
So
we have
expanded.
One.
Okay.
Your enjoyment of it's great, Mark.
Ready to go.
It's fun. Okay. There's a treasure in the heart of Danville. The treasure is there because of a lady named Charlotte Ratzlaff, born in Rockford, Illinois. Her father, William, knew no strangers, and he extended hospitality to many less fortunate than he. As a child, not only did Charlotte help plow the fields, walking behind the plow horse, she also learned to break and ride horses. As she grew, Charlotte learned to dance, and she loved to go to Chicago during the big band era. Mm-hmm. She also began a working career that blazed a trail for other women. Lewis Wright, known as Blackie, fell in love with Charlotte, and finally, after countless letters and visits to Rockford, he won her heart. They were married and moved to 402 Gilbert Street in Danville, which is where they lived out their long married life, opening their home and sharing it with many friends, which is where our story begins.
Mm-hmm.
Charlotte was an accomplished lady, even elegant, who loved having fun and greatly enjoyed a good laugh. She was known for the colorfully plumed hats she wore around town as she made her rounds. She often called in to radio talk shows to comment on things. Well, there you go. She might have called in here. Okay.
Well, looking at her picture, this is like...
She's lively, isn't she?
And it's one of those old-fashioned, her hair's all braided up.
Oh, a 1920. It's not braided. It's just those tight curl things.
Very tight.
It's real pretty. What was I? Plumed hats she wore around town. Oh, she also called in to radio talk shows. Her laugh was contagious. What was not as well known was the amazing number of generous deeds she did for so many who came, quote, out of the woodwork, as the saying goes, to tell about her kindness after Charlotte passed away.
I was thinking with our international students on a conversational English class,
out of the woodwork.
Out of the woodwork, they'd be like, out of the woodwork?
Yeah.
Is it bugs? What does that mean, out of the woodwork?
Well, this is a positive out of the woodwork. Yeah, yeah. People came from everywhere. These things Charlotte did for others included a lot of behind-the-scenes efforts to benefit the city of Danville. She left an extraordinary legacy of good works, most of which remained anonymous until her passing. The David Quick family had moved next door to 402 Gilbert Street while Charlotte was still alive. David thought his new purchase would make a fine bed and breakfast, and he set about refurbishing his acquisition. Little did he know that his new neighbor was the person he would begin to call the angel on earth.
Hmm.
Blackie passed on, and Charlotte, still living in their beloved 402 Gilbert Street house, became a cherished neighbor and friend of the Quick family. As Charlotte aged, the Quick family began to help care for Charlotte, taking her grocery shopping and helping her with numerous other things. Charlotte was always invited to birthdays and holidays at their house. They were also able to observe as her astonishing legacy began to come to light. She stayed in the home she loved, surrounded by her beloved flowers, until she died. David purchased Charlotte's home and, maintaining it lovingly, converted it in her honor into Charlotte's Coffee and Tea Shop, so that it would stay in safe hands and would preserve her legacy of hospitality and generosity.
Ah, I can see your strong connection with that coffee listed in part of the name.
Now, why are we bringing that up?
You love coffee. You probably do to get a free cup of coffee from somebody.
What would I do? This man that walked in this morning goes, oh, you're the writer, the one that likes the coffee. Okay. I'm like, what have I done? It's true, though. Okay, where was I, Mark?
Okay, oh, my daughter.
My daughter, enjoying a lovely lunch at Charlotte's.
Please continue, my daughter.
Oh, whoa. Okay, this is done. Okay. Okay, all right. Okay, Dad. Okay. You deserve that. Okay. My daughter, enjoying a lovely lunch at Charlotte's with me, commented that the word heartwarming came to mind as we sat in Charlotte's house, surrounded by her original wallpaper and various pieces of original furnishings. After following the gorgeous oak staircase to the attic, one can still see her hat boxes. The house now has a charming new life, including a drive-through that is just a window in the house. That's funny. Eating at Charlotte's is indeed a heartwarming experience. I had a highly interesting conversation with Ryan Quick, David's son, and the current owner of Charlotte's Coffee and Tea Shop. He shared memories of knowing Charlotte, and it's clear the family loves keeping her beautiful legacy alive. It is very important to him that the quality of the tea room stays strong and that both employees and customers be treated like family. I enjoyed his recounting of history. Ryan says that Charlotte was all about flowers, and his family has taken care to replant some of her favorites, so they surround the quaint walkways outside the house. With wrought iron patio furniture grouped picturesquely here and there, customers can eat outdoors or in a glass sunroom, or, as we did, inside in the tea room or lunch areas. We sat longer than needed at our little round tablecloth-covered table, just soaking in the vintage atmosphere, drinking our fruit iced teas, talking about the pictures on the walls, and chatting with the staff. My daughter's seafood salad on a croissant was delicious. My excellent spinach salad with fresh strawberries and pecans came with a well-made raspberry dressing. The tuna salad sandwich I enjoyed was very fresh and made just right. Several items on the menu have become local favorites. After our delicious lunch, we strolled over to...
I don't know if our listeners are like me, but we're all getting hungry, Mary. I think you need to, like, serve something during these sessions.
So to you? Yeah. Oh, that's funny. What will they do? Just to you. Okay, you can tell. This is really good.
Yeah, no. This is tasty.
This is bacon and cheese things. Really good. Okay.
Lest I derail you on them.
After our delicious lunch, we strolled over to the shops at Charlotte's, where rows of potted, fresh-growing herbs were for sale. The scents of rosemary, mint, oregano, and basil ushered us in. This collection of stores, owned by various individuals but under one roof, are filled to the brim with a grand assortment of high-quality merchandise. I have every intention of going back near Christmas. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, I do. We left the shops and returned to Charlotte's for a latte and mocha. That's right. My coffee on the way home. Okay, for a latte and mocha, my daughter says it was one of the best mochas she's had. I've raised her right.
Yeah.
And so,
chip off the young black.
Thank you. Says it was one of the best mochas she's had. Okay, to take with us on our trip home. We thoroughly enjoyed our time at Charlotte's. You can learn more about Charlotte's at charlottesdanville.com. If you're a Danville resident, you have most likely already experienced this treasure in your own town. If you aren't a Danville resident, it's well worth a trip to Danville to experience just a little of the legacy of a remarkable woman. One can never know, I guess, just how great the reach of a good deed done in secret really can be.
Marianne Simpkins is editor-in-chief of the Prime Life Times and director of creative services at Great News Radio. She has an appreciation for delicious, diverse food from a variety of restaurants and eateries. She also loves coffee.
I doesn't say that.
You can contact her at marianne@primelifetimes.com. And there's two photographs here of Charlotte's, the outdoor seating, which looks really nice.
It is. It's pleasant.
Reds and greens, and looks like all manicured and nice flowering. And then the sign up front, and Charlotte's, and that wired, I don't know, that's a big sign. So you can see it from the street.
Yeah, you can.
Very nice. It's the whole page, page 7 in the A section of this month's Prime Life Times, which is just being distributed to our 150-plus locations.
Right.
Probably
now.
160, 170. We've been adding a bunch the last few weeks.
Yeah.
So in a location probably near you, you can find out more at primelifetimes.com. PrimeLifetimes.com. And we do have over 30 subscriptions. I have a whole other page of labels each month that we send them to people's homes.
Yeah.
So if you'd like to subscribe, it's $25, and that covers, basically, it just barely covers the postage to get it sent to you. Now that we're up to, what, 28 pages?
I know.
Now, with these additional pages, it used to be like we'd make about $1.50, but then with the envelope and all that, it was always a break even. Then we started losing money because of the additional pages and the extra postage.
We could add four more, but I guess we can talk about that later. We don't have to decide everything on air.
Yeah. So that's this month's edition of Prime Life Times, and I'm glad because we have that big featured half page of the Hope in Christ Area Revival. So we want to make sure that everyone picks their copies up early in this month so that they can see that and attend. I'm turning the pages trying to find it. Oh, it must be in Section B. Where is that thing?
It's Ivan Parker's in Section B. But
is he? Okay, I'm still flipping
pages. He's on
B9.
We should have this memorized. I can't believe we're looking for anything.
Yeah, there's Ivan Parker, so I'm back to Section A.
Oh, my goodness.
The show prep
Hang
was
with us,
right
folks.
On.
Don't.
But it's hiding from me. So it's got to be. So it must have been two pages. So you've got to make sure when you open up this paper, you check out every page. So it must be this page. There it is. Oh, it's on the left side. A8.
Oh.
Struggling Hope in Christ Area Revival. So tonight, 7 p.m. through the 17th, you'll be really blessed by the various speakers, all the preparation that's gone into it.
Yeah.
In fact, on Friday's program with Jason, we closed out by like encouraging everyone, if you can't make it, at least remember at 7 p.m. each of these nights to be praying for
that's
those
great.
In attendance.
Yeah.
Pray for how God would use the message that's delivered, the worship that's being a part of. In fact, last Thursday when I was down in Arthur delivering all these papers, I made up with Steve McClary. He happened to just text me.
You're kidding.
And I'm like, hey, Steve, what are
you
doing?
Fun.
And so what did I do? Let's meet at Yoder's and have dinner. Oh, I needed some more of that poppy seed dressing.
You had more poppy seed dressing. we're going to get you a bottle of that for Christmas.
I forgot to ask about that. Jason had mentioned that. Maybe they make it available.
Yeah, I heard him say that. Yeah,
so we had a 4:30 or 5 o'clock dinner, but we ended up talking for about an hour and a half, recounting some things.
Well,
but
that's great.
Stephen McClary is in charge of all the music at this revival for the 15 days.
Oh, you're kidding.
He's heading up. So
welcome to summer, Steve. Yeah. Now the school's over.
And this was in the midst of like a full schedule, and he does all these other things and attends to a lot of other concerts, singing men concerts. And he said, but how could I turn it down when they said the impact it will have on God's kingdom? And
so many people are praying. Yeah. They are, and you've supported it a great deal by getting the word out, too. Yeah. And so many people are praying.
Well, it could be one of those transformational revival works that God does that ignites something bigger than what we can even imagine.
Yeah, yeah.
Tends to be how God works.
Yeah.
But Steve said he was down to just two more nights that he had to fill. So
Did he ask you to sing,
13
Mark?
Of the 15. No. He was very wise.
Was he?
But the singing men on Friday, I couldn't remember on Friday's program when we sing, but we're singing, the singing men of GNN will be on Friday night, June 15th. So we'll be participating, you know, kind of facilitating worship. I think we'll feature a few of our selections, but it's mainly to get everyone involved
Great.
In the worship that
night. Oh, that's
night.
Perfect.
So that's Friday the 15th. But tonight at 7 p.m. through the 17th, there'll be speakers and sharing and testimonies. And it's under a big tent in Arthur, Illinois on the Main Street.
You know, I just think it's so neat that they're having it so many nights, because so many things are just like over the weekend or two or three nights. And it's like the old-fashioned tent revival. Let's just do it, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So many nights.
Yeah, and it's a big circus tent.
Is it really?
And when I drove by.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, that Thursday when I was still in town and filling up paper deliveries.
Getting more poppy seed dressing. Yeah,
yeah, that's right. Or
hey,
at least thinking about it.
You got to get down to Yoder's again, don't you?
Yeah.
It's hey, always,
you know,
something.
Oh, that's right. You know, I'll have to probably attend this revival a number of times, then I can get my poppy seed dress.
Oh, now that's just tragic.
Yeah. So, yeah. The intention isn't just to get the poppy seed dress. It's to be blessed by the messages.
I know it's not.
No, I'm excited. And Dave and that team, I think this has been in the works in various ways for about 5 years.
I've heard
talking
that.
About it,
heard
praying
four.
About it,
yeah.
Thinking about it. And so it's finally happening, and it was launched on Sunday night, and it'll continue through the 17th. So make it down to Arthur. Pick up our Prime Life Times paper if you want to know some of the specific speakers on which nights. Mm-hmm. And then certainly read the great content. We handed out a bunch of these at Yoder's, you know, last week.
Yeah.
And we'll continue to hand them out. I'll be handing them out a week from the Saturday at the Ivan Parker concert.
Yeah.
And
we got to get some more of the writers in here to read their articles. Some of these people are great people. A lot of them are Christians, but a lot of them are just, they're really interesting
people.
To
read their story and talk about it. Yeah. No, that'll be great.
Yeah, we got to do that.
The additional, and we have more content that we want to add.
Yeah, we do.
But we need your ads.
Yes, we do.
And if you want to advertise in our Prime Life Times, which helps us supply these to these 150 plus area locations, estimated at about 26,000 monthly readers, you know, we'd like to serve you. We'd like to serve these free of charge to our listeners and readers.
Yeah.
So if you have a product or a service that you want to promote, we'd love to partner with you. Just give us a call at 217-367-7777 or go to primelifetimes.com. You can learn more. You can be featured there on our website with some of the other great supporters of this paper. And hopefully it'll drum up some great business for you where you'll say, how can I advertise more?
Make it go, folks.
Yeah, then we can get more content and more readers and more distribution points and all to God's glory as we hope that this great God-honoring content will bless people. It'll encourage them. And I know we were just handing them out left and right to people, and they're like, I've not seen this before. Or some had seen it. Oh, I've already picked up my copy. I already have my copy.
Oh, I got a lot of comments. People were like, oh, I read that, you know. And people that hadn't seen it. You know, there were some people at Yoder's who were in to visit, like kids or grandkids or something from Florida, 3-4 families, one from Texas, and they stopped and looked at it and go, this is a great paper.
Yeah.
I said, well, take it home and read it.
Have you heard Rob's spot, too?
Yeah, I did.
We recorded that at Yoder's.
I knew you had from the background.
Yeah, you can hear the little birds tweet.
Little things out there. Yeah, that was
well,
fun.
Well, when I recorded Pauline at the hen house, it's kind of interesting because you'll hear the cooker clanging some things in the background. So I kind of boosted up the music so it didn't seem like
that. But I kind of like those background sounds. Fun. They're kind of real, you know?
Hey, we got to go, and I knew you got to go, too. So thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Marianne Simpkins with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you. Have a great day and night.
And a great week.